We're going to talk now about blind golf. I'm joined by Cameron McDermott, who himself is a blind golfer. He's also the club secretary at Dalmahoy and Country Club. And he's on today to talk about how we can grow the game of blind golf here in Scotland. So thanks very much for joining me, Cameron.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself then and your love of the game.
Well, I lost my eyesight when I was about 18 months old. I had a condition called bilateral retinoblastoma. And I lost most of my vision in my right eye, and my left eye was removed. And it was about just as I was going into high school, couldn't really do the sports that all my friends did. I was very lucky that I went to mainstream education, and my grandparents and my dad were into golf. And it was one of the only sports where I could compete with my friends. Purely because the way the handicap system works in golf, it doesn't really matter if you've got any form of disability. So I really enjoyed the game. And then when Blind Golf Scotland were kind of made aware to me and all the wonderful events that they do in Scotland and in the UK, and there's even worldwide events, it really helped me to grow my love of the game. And when I finished school, I really wanted to have a career in golf. And eventually, I was lucky enough to get a job at Dalmahoy. I started off as a golf starter and then worked my way up through the pro shop, and now I'm the secretary of the golf club.
What are the main differences for anyone that's never played blind golf to golf?
So the main difference is we'll play with a sighted guide, so that they're helping, depending on your level of eyesight. They'll follow the ball. Once you hit it, they'll help you line up or just walk around the course. And the only rules difference is that players with a visual impairment are allowed to ground their club in hazards like bunkers and anything like that. Those are really the only main differences.
And obviously COVID had a massive effect on memberships up and down the country. You're really keen to grow the game. How do we go about doing that?
So we're growing all the time. We did, unfortunately, have a bit of a drop in our membership through lockdowns and through other circumstances, but we're back up to around 20 members now. We have a lot of younger members that are now joining as well. And we're about to start a little campaign where we're going to get in touch with every golf club in Scotland to make members aware of the charity, simply because there will be a lot of people out there who are starting to lose their eyesight, and they might think that that's the end, and they can't play golf anymore, and it's really not the case.
And in terms of people's mental health as well, especially maybe when they're new to sight loss, it can be so beneficial to be out on the course with friends and like-minded people.
Absolutely. When we go and play golf, we're very dependent on sighted guides. And it really is the ultimate team sport, because you're working so hard together, and you're also getting to meet lots of different people with different varying abilities, not only in golf, but in their own lifestyles. It's quite inspiring to see how people go about their day-to-day lives and really, for want of a better word, live as normal a life as possible.
And it's not just the mental stimulation, Cameron, they're also getting the fitness benefits as well.
Yes, yeah, definitely. Some of the, as you'll know, some of the just the landscapes in Scotland, they can be flat or you can be walking sideways up a hill. It's great. It's all-round exercise. It's fantastic.
So if anyone was listening and fancied getting involved, giving it a try for themselves, how would they get in touch with your club, or if they're listening elsewhere in the country, what's the next step?
So the best way to get in touch with anyone from Blind Golf would be through our website, which is blindgolfscotland.com. And then they have the email address, which is secretary@blindgolfscotland.com. We're very lucky. We've got a sighted volunteer, Jeremy Day, who has taken over our secretarial works. And Jeremy will be able to get you in touch with the closest member of the charity to the area that you're from. We have people that live as far up as, we've got a member in the Shetland Islands, Drumna Drocket up past Inverness, and all over from Grampian right the way down to the Lothians.
And sometimes as well, Cameron, with clubs, people can sometimes be put off with skill levels and they think, oh, we might not be good enough. That's not the case. You're encouraging people at all different skill levels.
Absolutely, yeah. We have a budget for training, as well. We've been very lucky in the past that Paul Laurie and his academy up in the Grampian region have put on training weekends for us. The pro at Dalmahoy, Scott Dixon, has done a lot of work with golfers of all abilities and disabilities before. We can apply for grants from certain foundations that have helped us to really bring people into the game. And in some ways, it's more the social interaction that is the main object of the charity. And the golf is, for people who love the game, is just a fantastic bonus.
Well, it's been brilliant talking to you, Cameron. Wish you luck with it all. Cameron McDermid, thanks very much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much, Barry. Take care.